Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Okay, wow, do we have a show for you today? It is a beyond for what most people can perceive here, since it has to do with beauty and living it beyond definition. Yes, living it beyond the definition of what this reality deems it and characterizes it to be. So, wow, this episode, I'm so excited. My two guests and I are going to come at you with beauty from a whole different point of view. One that far exceeds this typical linear norm, this point of view of this reality and all the constructs that come with it. It's one that rocks into existence a much greater and potent space of being that will allow you, yes, you, to tap into the truth of beauty, the truth of beauty, the you you truly be. So are you ready for that, my conscious friends? Are you ready? So before I bring on these amazing guests, let's start with some earthbound definitions. Now, when I looked at this, and I'm going to just give a brief overview, but when I Googled, yes, Googled, the dictionary definition of beauty, this is what came up. Okay, the first one on the list was literally dictionary, and it describes it as a noun. So beauty is described as a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the sight. I was struck by her beauty. So that's the very first definition of beauty, denoting something intended to make a woman more attractive. So right off the beginning, we are talking about qualities related to appearance and gender. It's just an awareness. And it's so curious that this is how we tend to define beauty in this reality. Now, the second definition under this dictionary definition is a beautiful woman. She was considered a great beauty in her youth. Okay. Again, we're focusing on age, appearance, and gender. It's just really curious to me. And I was really surprised, actually, that this was how our society is describing it. However, surprised, not so surprised, right? So the second reference, the Webster's definition of beauty, again goes to qualities in a person, this time a beautiful person or thing. I left out woman, but goes on to say a beautiful woman. She was a great beauty in her day. So we're just looking at this from a different point of view tonight. I'm looking to clear the traditional linear norms of this reality and how it defines beauty. So what does beauty mean to you? What do you know about beauty? So being beautiful, what is that for you? What does that look like? And where have you been limiting you in being the beautiful you that you have yet to acknowledge? We are going to explore this tonight. We're going to look at all the aspects of this, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to look at it. We're going to really expand beyond the constructs of this reality. So we're aiming to get clear and clear out the limitations you may have had on beauty and everywhere you've kept you from being the beautiful being you truly be. It's a conscious point of view. It comes from awareness. It comes from allowance, where you know, be, perceive, and receive as a result of being you and the beautiful being you be. So anything that won't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate all that and take a deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale. or if you know Ponpoc, go ahead and use Ponpoc. Wow. Thank you. So now I am not waiting any longer to bring on my guests. I'm so excited to introduce you, to formally introduce to you these two beautiful beings. And I'd like to welcome to the show Sarah Graninetti and Cassie Summers. So Sarah and Cassie, better known as Sassy, are changing the way we see beauty. While sharing the energy of oneness as a possibility, they infuse their "This is your tribe" mantra and all of their creations. And that is what showed up in the hashtag I Am Beauty movement, a tribe like no other. People go from feeling alone and disconnected to not only knowing that there are others out there that have their back, but also that they desire to celebrate them. With each of their own unique gifts, together they are catalysts for change for whomever is in their wake. Neither can be defined by their stats. Both Access Consciousness Certified Facilitators, Sarah, salon owner, marketing wizard, mother of four, married for 15 years, and Cassie, body worker, single mother of two, and creative content producer. Instead of these two women, upon meeting them, will be remembered by their out-of-the-box facilitation to create more in everyone's lives they touch. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Sarah and Cassie to the show. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having us.
Hi. Absolutely. Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to start this conversation tonight and so open to receiving and looking at this from a very conscious point of view. Really, what is beauty beyond this reality? So why don't we start with you, Sarah? What are some things that you're aware of in terms of this with being the beauty and coming in from this different point of view that I've been speaking to so far?
Well, that is an awesome question to start with. What am I aware of with all this? Basically, what we saw show up in the I Am Beauty movement, which started as a 30-day challenge, on Facebook, was the lack of separation that was present when people started to drop their judgments of their beauty and the places where they separated from other people's beauty or decided that someone was greater, someone was less. And that goes from like the shape of your nose to the color of your skin. It runs so deep within the beauty of culture, the male and female energies, like the who's attracted to me and who's not, the to have and to have not, so like all of that. When all of that starts to melt away and we start to like look at what's underneath all of the definitions that we all bought as real and true since the first Disney movie we watched or something as a kid, there is this space of oneness that is actually the antidote to the separation that beauty in this reality creates.
Wow. I love how you describe that. And as you're speaking of it, I just sense that there's so much greater to beauty than we've acknowledged from this reality. And as you're explaining this, it really opens up to the possibilities of it being really the truth of who we are in a way that acknowledges this really beauty that we all have. So, wow, amazing.
Thank you. And Cassie,
what are you aware of too, or anything related to what Sarah has said?
Well, yes. I mean, thank you for all of that, Sarah. That was awesome. This is some of the concepts I talk about with I Am Beauty. We've also really discovered the sense of when you're able to like claim, own, acknowledge, and claim your brand of beauty, that is also that space where comparison starts to melt away, because once you've claimed that space, you're not trying to compare it to someone else's. We notice like a celebration of bodies show up, and the celebration of the unique body that you have starts to show up, and kind of a different way of creating with your body is possible when you kind of embrace that you are beauty.
Wow. I love that. And what I hear you both saying too is this idea we're melting away all the constructs and really going back to those definitions that I spoke of earlier of like the quality. We're almost clearing anything that limits it from being stagnant or from a place of linearity where we get stuck in definition. So the way you guys are both describing it is from a place of being it and from a place of energy and from a space of something so much greater. And what an invitation that is, and to certainly other beings in the world and certainly the people listening to the show, it really taps into a conscious space of honoring of ourselves, our bodies, as well as others. Would either one of you like to speak to that? Maybe Sarah, anything else that you would like to say to that?
Sure. One of the things, okay, so if everybody who's listening right now, if you can think back of a time where someone told you a lie and you moved through life, through whether it was like a decision you made, whether it was something you didn't choose, whether it like how long you go into time past being told that lie and buying it as true and creating, as soon as you find out that there was a lie told, where do you go, oh my gosh, I've built so much on this lie and now how do I undo all of that? And that's kind of where the beauty of the clearing statement with access consciousness comes in. We can literally just ask for that. All of that was created on that lie to change. So what I'm aware of with I Am Beauty and what Cassie and I facilitate in this class is that we're untelling the lies. So literally we've been since birth been told lies about what beauty is. And then we've decided that we need to create ourselves based upon what is fundamentally a lie. And one of the lies that we're always looking to untell is that the outer is not something to be celebrated, that you're beautiful on the inside. And we've all seen the memes. And I'd probably be struck by lightning for telling the world that I don't love those memes. Like, you know, the outer is not what counts. The inner is what's most valuable. And not to discount the inner at all. And I'd love to hear what Cassie is aware of with this too, because, well, I've always heard what Cassie's aware of, but I want you guys to hear it. But there's this space that is, what if it's all beautiful? And what if the lies of who gets to decide to wake up one day and decide what's beautiful is a lie too? What if you get to choose every day to be out of point of view, out of form and structure, and you get to look out and you see a body shape that is judgeable by this reality, and you, because you're the one looking at it with no point of view, can find its beauty. And the same goes for when you look in the mirror. And then how much is that actually a contribution to the inner beauty? And it can all play together. We don't have to make it a judgeable offense to celebrate your outer beauty, to play. Like, Sarah, one of the things I love about you is all the colors you put in your hair. Now, that is like a judgeable offense, right? Like, people, you know, you're attracting attention. You might care too much about the way you look and how you present or all those things, but you're not. You're playing with your beauty, and that's what invitation is actually here, is to untell those lies and to play with your beauty how you want to play with your beauty, and to stop discounting your outer beauty because you've decided that if you discount it, it's not there, you can hide, and your outer beauty your inner beauty is all that's valuable.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that. That's amazing. And a way to describe it so clearly, Sarah. It is that we are taught, again, like this black and white world where one is important and the other's not. Like, even the positive reinforcements can be very heavy. So if we are basing this on like a light or heavy, and based on exactly what you're saying, then when we come together and make a oneness of ourselves and oneness with others, it's wow, I don't even have words for it. And the way, again, you described it really brings it into a language that is communicated to others to receive it. So, wow, I so appreciate that. And I so appreciate what both of you are doing in not only clearing these constructs around beauty, but actually bringing together all the parts that have been missing and where people have bought those lies. So I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful we're having this conversation to really bring it into this existence again, and this whole different point of view, a conscious point of view. And Cassie, is there anything else you'd like to add to this as well?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what your question was. Everything that Sarah's talking about is part of what we talk about in I Am Beauty. So she beautifully kind of put words to it already.
Yeah, and maybe speak to, you guys have a class coming up, and I want to make sure we talk about that too. In New York City at the end of the month, and is there anything that you would like to maybe share about that, or anything that people can possibly look at that what you'll be providing in terms of the I Am Beauty facilitation?
Yeah, definitely. We, as Sarah already mentioned, we started, this was just a 30-day challenge, and just a 30-day challenge that changed a lot of lives. And it really asked to be something else. So we created a first a taster class that we facilitated for about 2 years, just a 2-hour intro. And then it grew into a 2.5-day class. So what we will be exploring in New York, we start with an intro class on Friday. There's no prerequisite, meaning that anyone can attend. And we have a beautiful little sweet manual, and we'll be talking about some really easy concepts with beauty, with kind of the access consciousness tools that we use, and looking at clear, like the kind of the start of trying to break down some of these ideas that we've bought into from either society or the unspoken, you know, things we picked up when our parents were looking in the mirror, all of those things that just kind of impact us now. And then we dive deeper a little bit in the next 2 days, and we talk about some maybe more vulnerable concepts. We talk about what does beauty mean to you. We go really into undefining and about living undefined. We talk about race. We talk about men with beauty. And so we kind of go all over the place. And one of the things I love about the IMBD classes is that we do some hands-on exercises. And they won't, I'm not going to spoil alert, but they're pretty awesome. And also it is question led. So as much as we have a manual and we have topics that we would like to discuss, really part of what we're there to do is every individual that will show up to that class, they're going to have either an awareness of what is a greater possibility with beauty on this planet, or they'll have something that they can bring up that we can clear for everyone to create more space and more possibilities. So it's also very much class-led by the people that show up. And so we're really, really excited for New York. It has a really interesting and fun energy going on there.
Yes, it's certainly a city that probably embraces beauty by definition. And I love what we're bringing up is this idea of, as we're clearing these constructs, what is there then and what's available is possibility. It really brings in that creative space of choice and change, but not from a place that's disempowered, which a lot of times I sense areas that we get stuck in the lies, like you mentioned, Sarah, but this allows us to really just look at it from a space of what else is possible, and really, how does it get any better than this? Really, I'm just in awe of the energy around all of this as we're speaking to it now. So I'm really excited that you guys are doing this and really bringing in and rocking the world with this difference. So I'm wondering, is there anything else that you believe the listeners could benefit from in terms of looking at this topic of the beauty and I Am Beauty from this different point of view? Sarah, anything you'd like to add to that?
Sure. One of the things that we start to look at is judgment. And I know, like, if you've done any access classes, we've all heard, you know, judgment is a lie. It's not real. And yet so many of us still function from it, and still, and I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. I still not function from it as much as I resist receiving it. And I have to use the tools every day to have it, you know, not take over my life and be in choice and question instead. But with your beauty, we talk about how if you don't have a judgment of you, other people's judgments don't stick as strongly, and at some point won't stick at all. And we are like, the only way it sticks is if you are actually holding that on. So like, one of the things we always joke about, is like, if I say to you, Sarah, you're a jolly black man, you would be like, okay, I might get the jolly part, but I'm not a black man. And that's a label. That's a title. That's something that, you know, a definition of one that would be, you know, considered a black man, an African-American man. But if it's not something that you see yourself as, then it won't stick to you. So what we look at with the class is that, like, hey, the first place to start is to start being kinder to you, start being kinder to your body, start getting out of judgment of you. We have a little starter kit in our 2-hour taster manual in the back that just gets people started with a few tools that they can do each day that invites that energy of getting out of the judgment of you, so that when you're faced with the choice to buy into the judgment, you don't have to function from it any longer. You can choose past it and see the beauty of you, which then relates to seeing the beauty in others as well.
Wow. That's amazing. Truly amazing. And I love that you're bringing up, and I know you mentioned it earlier, but this whole idea of judgment. And really, judgment can be like on both sides, and you actually acknowledge that. And even positive things can be a judgment, as well as obviously negative things can be a judgment. But anything that actually puts us in definition can set us up to be in a judgmental space, anywhere we've taken on those points of view of others. I even know from my own experience of educating some of the people that happened to follow my Dr. Sarah Facebook page and such, that there's a lot of times people will come in with positive judgment, and that can be just as heavy as the negative. It ends up limiting someone in the capacity and the truth of who they be. So anytime that you put a judgment out, it doesn't necessarily have to be from a negative place, that something positive, what's deemed positive in this reality, can actually be really heavy and be a limitation. So, Cassie, I don't know if there's anything you're aware of around that, like in terms of positive judgment or what you noticed with that.
Yeah. Well, we actually had a woman in one of our classes, and she was judged as having like the perfect body. And in that judgment projected at her from her father, her mom, he also projected that her mom did not have the perfect body. So she was put in this very bizarre place of like wanting to celebrate the perfect body judgment, the positive judgment, while at the same time knowing that that put her separate from everyone that didn't have the perfect body, but also that she had to uphold this perfection. And so really it sucked in so many multiple ways, and like us like be in that class with her, and she was willing to be really vulnerable, and we kept breaking apart these constructs. And then like, so essentially if you can clear that, the judgment, positive or negative, and then there's this space afterwards where you can acknowledge the beauty of your body that you can't do when you're functioning from any judgment, positive or negative. You can't truly acknowledge the beauty of your body if you're stuck in the lie of the perfection of it.
Wow.
So it's definitely a topic that we play with in I Am Beauty.
Yeah, and it brings up that whole piece of acknowledgement, and I'm so glad that you're acknowledging acknowledgement, because in a way, acknowledgement allows us to be in a conscious space of what is, and honoring and the truth of that, and it allows us to see things clearly in the midst of everything. Even the example you described there, I could see how clouded it all got and how intensely heavy, where the person wouldn't be able to
fully necessarily be who she was unless she cleared those constructs and allowed herself to acknowledge her truth. So this whole piece of acknowledgement is really key, it sounds like, to looking at beauty and being the beauty outside of judgment and conclusion.
So yeah, if I could add to that.
Yeah, sure, Sarah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, one of the things that, like, then where the facilitation then goes, so yes, we're talking about all that, and yes, like what Cassie was saying is, like, just coming to that awareness of, like, oh my gosh, like, my dad had, like, was constantly telling me how perfect I was with the judgment attached of how not perfect my, so he was using her as a tool to point out to the mom that she wasn't perfect, okay? But what the woman in the class realizes how much she was also separating from her mom to uphold her judgment of her dad. And then what that then, they follow the trail of facilitation that comes after that when we look at this beauty stuff. So it's not just a class about, oh my gosh, you should totally think you're prettier and be able to wear, you know, the clothes you want. Like, okay, cool. Yeah, that. And when you start to unlock these vulnerable places that our beauty is, the judgment of our beauty puts us in, the trail of facilitation that goes that deep into, wow, how much did I separate from my mom? How much did I have to make my mom wrong? How much did I then have to uphold what my dad wanted in order to be accepted by him? And then where that leads into your life and then your family creation and all of that. And it just, there were so many vulnerable moments of people recognizing wherever they were judged and limited and categorized with their beauty and where it put them in their life. Like the ghillie suits that we're all wearing, like, and I know that might be not a topic for radio right now, but like whatever we're hiding behind is so much about where you might have been judged in grade school. And then you bought that as real and true. You bought that lie. And then from then on forward, even through junior high, high school, I know there are some swans out there that were the ugly ducklings and then blossomed and, you know, had no troubles through all of that. But then a lot of us, like, you know, are still holding on to those, that thing that kid said in third grade. You know, I had an interesting argument with a guy in seventh grade over, like, a paper, an eraser or something. And we were in a class and I was arguing with him about the thing, the situation at hand. And as I walked away, he said, "At least I don't have a big butt." And it wasn't until, like, 5 years ago that I was like, oh my gosh, I actually am, like my big butt, right? But I carried that as something, like, I would, like, from seventh grade on, I would wear longer clothes to cover it. I would I would wear, you know, sweatshirts around my waist. I would classify myself as what I could wear based on how it would show off that part of my figure. I would hide so much about who I, my shape, my figure, the gift of my body, based on one kid's nasty comment in seventh grade, and then I'll create my whole future on it. And that is what we do. But it's also, who did I never not go talk to because I was afraid they would judge me for my big butt? I know it's kind of funny, but who did I, what, you know,
no.
What did I miss on some, maybe there's some wonderful man, you know, or guy in high school that was talking to me and I missed all the cues because I had decided that he wouldn't like me because of this shape or whatever. And there's all these things that we create around that. Right. And so,
and all the lies that we buy.
Yeah. Yep. And then continue to buy because our point of view creates our reality.
Yeah, and it keeps going and going until we decide to change it and clear it. And that's exactly what you guys are bringing in to this world. So I'm aware of time. I'm so grateful that you guys were on, and I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing and being what you're being. And I would love to have you on again sometime if you would both like to come back and continue the conversation.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Yay. Okay. Well, thank you again. And I'm just going to quickly close out the show tonight and thank each of you, the listeners, for coming on and joining us. And I have real quick for you the question of the week. And that is, have you ever considered living from a space of beauty? Have you ever considered living from a space of beauty? The way we actually looked at beauty tonight. So thank you to my guests, both Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers. And I look forward to having you join us again next time. Next week, it'll be a live episode where I will be having
Arielle Burney on the show, and we will talk about consciousness and living from a place of what else is possible in conscious creation. To truly be. And I look forward to talking to you again next time. Take care for now.